We feel that it is our moral obligation as South Africans to advocate for our brothers whom are in Zimbabwe. Hence, Zimbabweans, mostly Ndebele, with the leadership of Richard Nkomo, they contributed in fighting apartheid in South Africa through the Zimbabwean Army because they were in partnership with Umkhonto. So we felt that, okay, now they're in problem. So it is our chance to show Ubuntu and help them in fighting this. We see this as a tribalism. So we want to stop this and advocate and expose the evil of tribalism done by Kukurahundi soldiers to our people in Matabelele in Zimbabwe.
How did you research about this Kukurahundi issue to ensure you come up with the facts?
I, as a script writer, I have interest in history. So I go to different websites. Firstly, I saw this Kukurahundi thing in Bulawayo News 24. I saw one article. So that article gave me interest in researching more on what is Kukurahundi and what is Kukurahundi responsible of doing and what is Kukurahundi doing to our people. So I found the information through the internet and reading some books and listening to music and some poets that are writing with the Kukurahundi and the genocide in Zimbabwe.
Are you in touch with Zimbabweans living in South Africa and do they have an input in the play?
We are quite having a very good relationship with citizens from Zimbabwe whom are in South Africa and around the world. We are chatting via emails, WhatsApp, phone calls and SMS. We chat almost each and every day. They give their testimonials, they advise us in some stuff. So we are fully in touch with them and they are aware of our show that will be taking place in Hill.
Your organization, Sipesake, do you have any Zimbabweans among you?
No, we don't have any in Zimbabweans, hence we are in Cape Town. But we are working together with other Zimbabweans who are helping us in, we are only South African Xhosa in majority.
So what language will you be using for the play?
For the play, we'll be using English and Ndebele at most, and a few Shona. We want the play to be realistic. We want to expose exactly what was happening to our people. Hence, we know that they were forced to speak Shona in certain times. But the play is mostly in Ndebele and English.